I want to rock and roll all
Well, you wouldn't.
night.
Well, you wouldn't know it, but I was actually drinking water right there just to get that last swig before the gig kicks off. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Brothers in Arms Podcast here on twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms. If you cannot tell, I am a floating head in the middle of the screen. And see, in a uniform. It is episode 152 on the 16th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. Gentlemen, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, floating head.
Hello.
I still say that's a great picture.
That's I am the disconnected picture. Voice in the middle. That's why I had to make it my profile picture.
Disembodied.
It's a keeper.
She's a suitor.
So everyone's on the same page. Anyone that listens to our podcast. So I'm at work. I've been on a night shift, and I am podcasting from work right now. And as fun as that is, the problem is I don't have very good service.
No.
So we've been messing around for the last, what, half hour, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Trying to get this thing at least a good 20, 25 minutes. Trying to make this thing work. And finally I had to connect to my phone, turn off my video, and connect to a pair of headphones that I carry around in my backpack, so at least I can talk and I can still see these guys on my phone, which is kind of nice, right? Only they're all in a row, so Alex is on top, Patrick's in the middle, and my disembodied head is at the bottom.
I'm always in the middle.
He is, in fact.
I'm always in the middle. Well, on stream, I see. Ooh. Does that count?
Nope. Wow. Good job, G.
Does that count?
You got one on Alex. That counts for two. Well done. Ugh. Oh, man. Well, sorry, folks. I'm writing show notes as we're going along.
Oh man,
did it great.
Missed one from the beginning.
So as it's been said, we are your brothers in arms. My name is Patrick. I'm the oldest. The disembodied head in uniform, that's Greg, our middle. And then this guy right over here, this is our youngest, Alex, with the marvelous mustache.
Hello there.
Hello. We also need to do a huge, humongous shout out to one of our favorites, Miss Bridget. Hi, Miss Bridget.
My goodness. Hello.
Uh-huh. Miss Bridget is now subscribed to our YouTube channel. So, right? If you really want to catch in the live stuff, though, Miss Bridget, you need to check us out on twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms Podcast. That's where we do this live, typically on Sundays. But, guys, life has happened, and here we are on a Tuesday. And so we're rocking and rolling, not at our usual, but... Miss Bridget, it is so good to have you a part of our family in this moment. So thank you so much. But yeah, what a fantastic, awesome week it has been. It has been a crazy 8 days since we met last, maybe more. I gotta check the stats. But what a good time. Good times had by all. Mom and Dad are currently in my house right now. So awesome. If you hear another dog bark, they also brought their dog, Remington. And boy, that's been a fun adventure too. With my dog, Liberty, and their dog, Remington, who are, you know, days apart, born in the same month. But obviously being male and female, and both not having been fixed yet, it has been a circus. So when it comes to my turnaround, I'll give you all the just the highlights of how this week has been. So there you go. Yep. So boys, how's it going? How's life in New York and California these days?
Oh man, that's so weird to say it that way.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. We are literally on different corners.
We are. We're playing three corners. We're missing one.
We actually, it's funny, so what was it? Alex, you were in We were running up and down the coast for a while there when I was in New York. When we first started this podcast, I was in New York.
You're right. Yep. Absolutely. Boy, this is weird.
So, right? Yeah, the tactical doggy
Yeah.
diaper has worked well,
Praise God.
and it has pockets.
And it has
Because,
pockets. Yep, for that secret
it has
sauce.
pockets.
you know, it
It's
has
tactical hot sauce,
been.
man. You never know. It's like pocket sand.
Yeah. Pocket sand?
You do
Bruh.
never discount the tactical hot sauce. I will tell you right
Where are
now,
the
when I'm on
pockets at?
deployment, you want to send you
Oh,
send me
your
hot
care package will come
sauce,
with hot
send
sauce. Yeah.
me
Ooh.
turkey. Oh yeah, that's a must.
Rolled a one. Ooh.
Because they'll have hot sauce there, but it's not much, and it's not the good
It's
stuff.
not the good
But
stuff.
no,
Yeah.
gentlemen, it has been it has no.
No.
No, it's been interesting.
Think he's having
I'll
two
go first if you
conversations.
want.
I think he is.
No. If I mute and you don't hear me talking anymore, that's why. But
I'm standing ready to jump in when that happens.
Yeah. You gotta keep them
Volunteer stripper.
separated. As
Oh.
tribute. Okay, I heard as stripper.
No, tribute. Oh.
Oh.
What kind of a sailor do you take me
Family.
for, sir?
Family Channel. We don't do that. We're not
No, we
that
do
kind
not.
of podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
I'm writing that down.
Oh my. Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's been a week. So since the last we talked,
Sorry, keep going.
Brandy's
Mute.
mom and sister came out to visit.
Sweet.
Oh no, I got it. I'm just keeping us on track
I
here.
appreciate it, thank you.
Herding
That
the
was the
cat. I
joke.
got you. But yeah, no, Brandy's mom and sister came out to visit, and they got here on, oh man, it was interesting. They got in on a Saturday night. So we picked them up. Picked them up from the airport at like, oh gosh, their flight didn't get in until like close to midnight. So picked them up really late, got them back to the house up in Oceanside. And then the two of them and Brandy have been doing so, because obviously I've been working. So she took a couple days throughout the week. They did whale watching. They
Yeah,
went to,
that's cool.
yeah, they went whale watching out in San Diego, like off the coast there here in San Diego. They went to the San Diego Zoo.
I've
And
been there.
then, yeah, it's cool.
With you.
So they went and did that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's right.
Right?
Forgot about that.
That was 11 years ago.
Yeah, gotta look at pictures.
Oh my
Gotta have some
goodness.
memory lane. So yeah, so they went and did that, and then so I was off Friday. So Friday so Friday was Brandy's birthday. It's what they came out here for this. I was actually supposed to be on deployment at this point, but things happened. And so I was here. So the four of us, for her birthday, we went to the flower fields here in Carlsbad. And gentlemen, if you haven't looked at Brandy's Facebook and saw those pictures, wow, it was pretty cool. So we did that Friday morning. Then went to visit her favorite brewery, or because they make her favorite beer, up in Anaheim, which is about an hour from where we live. It's up near LA. So we went up there, did that, had dinner at a nice restaurant up there, came back, and then Saturday they had to leave, but their flight wasn't until late Saturday night. So we had pretty much all day Saturday. And gentlemen, we went to the Midway Museum.
What is the Midway? So is this a ship or is this like?
It is. It's a. It yes. is a decommissioned aircraft carrier.
Cool.
That is in San Diego Harbor. It's right there at the docks, or at the pier, here in San Diego. And you can go. For military, it's free. But tickets aren't too expensive. They're, you know, $20-$25 per person. But that gets you access. You can go on to the ship, and they have the entire hangar deck turned into, like, it's got a coffee shop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the hangar bay's got a coffee shop and a what do you call it? Like, you know, gift shop. And it's also got like all kinds of aircraft and different things that you can look at, and history of the ship and all kinds of stuff. And then you can go down into the bowels of the ship and some of the wardroom, the different dining facilities for enlisted and officer are all set up, so you can go in and see. And jeez. Then we got to you can go down, you can go all the way.
Why would some I want to do that?
I know you wouldn't. You're like, yeah, Alex, I get it.
How old is this thing?
But so the ship was built in the the ship was built, it was commissioned in 1945, and then it was in service all the way until 1992, I think.
Oh, not bad.
Is when it served a good long time. It had several retrofits. 30 years. But after the ship was decommissioned, and it's not nuclear.
No, diesel.
It is, first one was Enterprise.
It's a diesel. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Can't imagine that thing was probably loud as all get out.
It's not a diesel plant, technically. It's just a boiler.
But no,
the Great Gray.
But you can go down. You can go down into the ship, and you can see where the jail was at, the brig. They have some birthing set up for the enlisted birthing, which was absolutely hilarious. Because
have these weird looking cops.
I'll tell you this story. So Brandy, Alex, Brandy's like, I want to see what. You know, like what it looks like, what Alex, you know, would live in on the ship. And it's like, okay, cool. So like we passed through the.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Pop.
Yeah. Named after the Battle of Midway. But we walked through the XO's rooms, his office and his birthing.
State
and Brandy's like, yeah, she's like, this is really like, is this what Alex's room's like?
No,
like, absolutely not. Not even close. So then we saw the master chief petty officer, or the command master chief's birthing. We saw that one, and she's like, "This one's really nice too." And I'm like, "Yeah, still not close." And then we finally get down into birthing, like where the enlisted Marines or sailors live, and I'm like, "This is about right." There was actually they had the spot set up where the Marines would protect the nuclear weapons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with a sign warning that they would shoot on sight. But no. So like I'm showing her these coffin racks. Like, yeah, this is what he'd sleep in, and she's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no! I would not do this.
You didn't get the full experience. There definitely weren't enough naked dudes running around.
Yeah.
That's bad, dude.
But no, so we did that, and then of course you can go up to the top deck, and the flight deck of the ship the flight deck of the ship has all kinds of. It's got a CH-46. It's got a P-3. Got a great C2. It's got a prowler.
That's probably has an Avenger up there too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A couple F-18s.
Captain America.
And then when you're on the when you're on the when you're at the front of the ship and you're looking off, you can see Coronado Island.
Oh, neat.
And the Navy has one of their bases there at the north end of the island, and also where some of the shipyards are at. So you can see, like, there was the Carl Vincent was at dock, and the Lincoln was at dock. And then, of course, we saw the Boxer was at dock, too, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So I was able to point those out. But and then we had we went over to Old Town San Diego for shopping.
Military guys are so cool. Your wealth of knowledge, guys, is something. I'm telling
Thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Pretty neat. No, I like it.
Thank you.
That was genuine, I promise.
We've just been doing this too long.
I mean, that's fair too.
Way too long.
But then, you know, obviously, so they left Saturday, and then Patrick, I know you couldn't podcast Sunday, and
nope.
Monday, unfortunately, I was indisposed, so it's been fun.
How was your indisposed? How'd it go?
It was so much fun because it got canceled at the last minute.
Oh, lucky ducky.
And I'm doing, yeah, well, no, I got to run it on Thursday. Oh, so. Okay. All
right.
Yay me.
Cool.
So but we have to get them. No, because I'd gotten pulled into something else that I had to do.
Sorry, we still love you, man. We still
love
you.
Too.
Aww.
With my floating head.
And your cute little picture.
And my cute picture. You're going to get bigger.
It's a baby face.
For anyone not, yeah, this picture, y'all, so I was eating. I mean, I'm at work. So I was trying to get some food in my stomach because we just kind of, you know, chow's continuous in the Marine Corps. But I was eating while I was trying to get my stuff set up. And,
he kept freezing.
I kept freezing, and Alex was, he's like, I need a screenshot. He was screenshotting or snapping photos.
It was with my phone. I'm saving them for posterity.
And then sending them to me.
Of course.
So naturally, I laughed out loud and had to make one of them my profile picture.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah, maybe it's Maybelline. Alex is still processing that comment. That's okay. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I was thinking Easy Breezy Beautiful.
Cover girl. Oh, yeah, there's that too. Man, the jingles that stick.
Yep.
Yes.
You know? One of my cadets, he brought that up. He said, you ever heard the By Menon? By Menon. It's four notes. By men and no, it's three notes. I can count.
Three notes.
But you know how much that dude made just from by men and three notes? It's crazy. Who wears short shorts?
Probably a lot.
Thanks, Pop. That's another earworm that's now stuck. Thank you so much. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We're gonna get so many strikes on this one. You know what? It's okay. I'm
probably
whatever.
Let it ride.
That means they're listening.
I forgot all of those.
Right?
Until you sing them. Like, well, you said the one I started singing, the Mr. Plow from The Simpsons.
That's not a jingle, though, man. I'm talking like
jingle.
Advertising jingles.
Yeah, he made a jingle for
Liz,
a commercial.
Liz, that line is the devil. Thank you so much. It is a great reminder, though, that we should just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. Don't hold it back anymore.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Mm. Where can't, everybody can't knows your anymore. Name. Cheers. Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's another one. Good.
And it's a jingle. Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure.
Technically. It's a theme song, right? It's not something specific to one episode. It comes on every single time. Happy Days.
Baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. Yeah, uh huh. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys have wondered before, like, how I memorize things and keep them in my head for years?
Yeah.
A lot of it's to music.
No way.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You think up little jingles for your, you know, mnemonics to try and remember specific things, and you do it.
No. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, something I learned from mom way back in the day.
Well, yeah, learning our phone numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, the Budweiser frogs, absolutely pop.
The Budweiser frogs, yeah. But, like, if
But
Liz,
he does in his head.
Your wife just said it.
I do in my head.
He does in his head. So it may not come out here, but it definitely happens up. Oh, man.
I also don't run.
They're all throwing shade, man.
Yeah. I should just leave.
You should make stickers.
Yeah. I don't sing.
And it don't run. Because it ain't got no gas in it.
And then ain't got no gas in it. Literally, the picture is, the sticker is just a mustache.
Uh-huh.
I don't think. I don't run.
That's a caterpillar. Oh,
who
shoot.
Are yes. you?
Oh, I got Cheers stuck in my head, and I'm trying to get another tune. Dadgummit, Liz.
I thought you were talking about chills, and they're multiplying.
No.
Don't be losing control now.
Oh, come on. I can be anything. There we go.
Reading Rainbow.
It's in a book. Take a look. It's Reading Rainbow. All right. Yeah. No, Liz, everything comes out of our mouths.
That's
and
true.
It doesn't filter through the head.
Nope.
It doesn't. It just happens.
It does.
There is no filter.
It starts like somewhere up here and just goes, bleh, and there we go.
Yep.
That's who we are. It's who we are. You know, people claim it's like a fast click, like it happens. No, it just happens.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
It's been an interesting week.
I want to hear about magic.
And now you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Knowing's half the battle.
Oh, G.I. Joe.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Worked off sandwiches.
Yeah.
That live in my head.
This is correct, though. We've had the flu in our household. We just got Caroline back from urgent care, and they said she does in fact have the flu.
Bless her heart.
So I got the opportunity to be a dad of one, so I got to take care of Theo,
get
something to eat, take care of the dogs, get him put down this evening. It's kind of nice. So
Pop, that line, that not to digress, but that line, I know where it's coming from. It's He-Man. Yeah, Masters of the Universe. But in my head, I heard, I got the power!
Save that one.
That's where my head went.
Save that one.
Oh, man. But man, I'm sorry your house is sick. That just...
It's been fun. Like, we have the new place to live as of yesterday.
Hey, congratulations.
But our stuff's not going to get delivered until Friday.
Oh, that sucks.
So obviously I'm still here. But we've been trying to make the most of it, trying to get ready to get everything moved over there. I got the opportunity last week to play Magic twice in a week.
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't normally happen.
And did you win both times?
I did.
Ah! They hate you.
I played on a Monday. And, normally it's Friday Night Magic, right?
Uh-huh,
They have a Commander League on Mondays.
Well, why not? Because they tried to get around you.
Yeah. So my buddy and I are sitting in class, and he looks over. He goes, I'm thinking I'm going to go tonight. You want to go?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. So we went and we played for the, 2 hours or 3 hours that they were running. And, you know, it's a whole different crowd than Friday. Friday has a whole lot of people. There were 12 people exactly on Monday.
Oh, wow.
And 10 of them don't like me anymore.
No, of course.
It's the first time I've seen somebody, like, rage at playing a game of Magic. That was kind of fun. He then proceeded after he lost to, you know, tell me all the different things he could have done to one.
Of course.
And I said, well, why didn't you? He was like, I was like, okay, let me show you what's in my hand and I will show you exactly why you still would have lost. And he was like, so I showed him what's in my hand and he was like, and then he just went off.
Aww.
Yeah.
Like he went off crazy or he went off like.
No, he was rather upset.
Oh, bless
him. Apparently, he brought a friend that was a girl that was not a girlfriend with him.
Oh.
And he was trying to impress her with how awesome he was at this game. He just had the unfortunate thing to sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
See, otherwise not playing Magic, it is a privilege and an honor to sit beside you, Alex.
That's true.
But when playing Magic, you stink.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I love you, but I hate you.
I know. I mean, we've only played once.
I know. I still do.
I'm sorry.
You've wiped the floor with me when I even play your own decks.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I know how they work.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Like I said, your brain works on a different wavelength, boyo.
It's true.
It's not a bad thing. It's both amazing and scary.
I know you are both thinking of retirement and what you're going to do afterwards. And Alex, you've got a pretty good idea. Greg, we still haven't talked much about yours. We will eventually. Yes. But seriously, dude, like you need to get in Wizards of the Coast and be like, use me and pay me for what I know. Okay, just
I have your entire catalog memorized.
I imagine you would make more money there than you would doing what you are considering. Just saying. Yeah. And the perks.
I just imagine the decks that he makes will eventually like we're gonna turn this one into a commander deck.
How old is Commander, by the way?
It's newer.
Okay, so 9 years.
Yeah,
less than 10.
Came out in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Okay,
last
10 years. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
I was on recruiting duty. It was dead air. I was gonna say when I was on recruiting duty, it was really starting.
He lagged up here, not here.
The preferred format. Alex, you were saying though.
Oh, every set they come out with Commander Precons because that's like their highest selling stuff. That's the highest selling format is Commander.
I think they made Commander because even back when I was playing in the 90s, we were trying to get multiple people to play at the same time, and it was just too hard. You know, like you could do 1v1s very easy. Three people at a time, though, and it started getting a little kinky. It was just weird. It didn't work out right. So the fact that Commander opens itself up to multiple players on the same table is pretty impressive. It's smart. Mm-hmm.
It's designed that way. It's made to play as a
not 1v1, right?
Group format,
right?
Yeah. You have to politic. You have to talk to the other guys at the table and be like,
right.
"Am I really the threat? No, this guy is really the threat. Look at that. That hurts all of us."
Right.
Yeah, you know you're right. And I'm going to target that and get rid of that. Cool. Now I'm going to win.
Yeah. Right. So it also involves a little bit of smooth talking.
It does, in fact.
Until everybody hates you, and then it doesn't matter.
And then you're just the threat wherever you go.
Well, what happened? What happened with you on this Monday night?
You mean Friday night?
No. Because you went and played on Monday, right?
I played both. That's what I just talked about.
He had 12 players on Monday.
Yep. Yeah, Code no, players on Monday.
You kick everyone's pants, but what? Because you weren't playing Commander on Monday.
I was playing Commander on Monday.
They have Commander Monday and Friday.
Oh.
We went on Monday because they weren't doing Commander on Friday.
Yes, Pop. He is the king of misdirection.
I am, in fact. Look at distraction.
That's right. Look over here while I take your cards over here.
See? So, Friday, I stepped into professional magic for the first time.
What? Professional magic.
Yes.
What?
And in fact, yeah. Would you like, you want to see me do it again? Yeah. So, magic actually has a thing called the Pro Tour. And you have to...
Legit, folks.
Yeah, you have to have like an official record. They have an app that you sign in with, and it keeps track of your score. Oh. And then if you continue to keep winning at your locals, you get invited to what they call regionals. And if you, you know, place highly or you win at regionals, then you get invited to the tour. And being on the tour is like amazing because they want you to succeed. Because at that point, you're considered an ambassador. So every time a new set comes out, they'll send you stuff. They'll send you the new play mats. They'll send you into the new sleeves. They'll send you boxes of cards so that you can make a new deck with the new stuff.
Come on.
Like, you don't pay anything for this. It's free.
Free. Sorry, Liz. Didn't mean to impress you. Yeah. But that's cool, man. It's free. Let's go.
Yeah. So
free shipping, free handling, free free cards,
it
free
just shows up.
Wow,
it's great. So I
player sheets.
I went. Yep, player sheets. Yeah. So you get, you know. Yeah,
it was like magic.
The only thing they don't send you is they don't send you like, you know, the card sheets. You know, the big ones that have like all the cards.
They don't give you the uncut sheets.
They don't give you the uncut sheets.
No. Okay.
Bummer.
Yeah. I almost forgot about that. I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go, like, they keep track. And I went, and my buddy, we were sitting in class. He was like, I kind of want to go to the pre-release event. Do you want to go? Sure, man. So we went. So I have not looked at this set.
The pre-release, and you get to play with it?
Yeah, so you pay a flat fee, right? And they give you a pre-release bundle, which is like 5 packs.
What?
Comes with a promo in it.
Come on.
And then you build a 40-card standard deck out of those 5 packs. And then you compete with everybody else. So it's completely random.
You could get like some garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. I will tell you, even with pre-release prices, I didn't get a card that was more than $5.
Yikes.
I went 8-0.
Dude, your brain, holy cow!
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
In the world of professional magic, I have an unbeaten record.
That's disgusting. Hey, congratulations!
Hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That. I sat down at the end, at the last table after the fourth round, and the guy looked across from me because he was like 2-1, and I was 3-0, and he was like, okay, so do you just want to, we just draw this round, and then we both get the packs? And I was like, no, I'm good.
I want to beat
this
you.
This will be over quick. Well, I'm adding packs to my box.
Night, yeah, know? Absolutely.
And if you win it, you get another 8 packs.
What? Even at the pre-release?
I'm at 24. Man. I only have to win one more time, and I get a box.
Is it 8? 8 per win?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's it.
One more, and I get a box.
Wow, impressive.
Thank you.
Impressive, yeah. Mm-hmm. You knew it. You told them.
I did.
They didn't believe you.
No. And they looked at me at this one and they were like, dude, really? I said, what? They're like, do you play standard? I said, I do tonight.
Yeah.
store credit because they have some really nice cards that I'll just be like, yeah, I'll take that.
I imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
So save it a box.
Well, and you know, those promo cards or those packs, and if they give you a box, they're just getting that stuff for free too, man. They're that's what they're giving away. So wow.
Yep.
Rock and roll, buddy.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
So other than that, we went bowling. We got the entire class together and we went to a bowling alley about half an hour north of here.
Let's go.
Got an opportunity to, you know, have a good bonding moment with, you know, the rest of the people that I work with outside of work, outside of what we call the suck.
Mm.
So wasn't bad.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. You need that. Need to be able to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caroline still wasn't feeling good. Liz and the kids were going to come with me, but
aww,
she's been feeling bad since then, and that was Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. What about you, man?
Well, since we talked last Sunday, the Ballad of the RAV4 has come to a close.
Woo!
It is officially in our care. It's actually parked right out there. And it's a sweet little car. Oh, it's a sweet little car, boys. It's a sweet little car. I'm very grateful that we got it for our girl. She's extremely happy with it, so that's all that matters to me. It's safe. It drives well. It sounds good. It still looks good. It still smells good. I mean, it's a good little car. We did have to take the heat shield out of the hood, because I guess it got infested by mice, and so they were tearing it up, and so I was able to rip that out without any problems. And everybody says do it because it doesn't really do anything anyways. So there you go. I performed minor surgery on it this weekend. I took the deoxidizing pads and cleaned up the headlights. I got some before and after pictures, boys. I can share those with you later. I'm happy with it, and so is she.
I would love to see that.
So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And then Mom and Dad came in Sunday, which was awesome, and they brought Remington, and it's fun watching our dogs interact. But the first 2 days, like Sunday night into Monday, it's been nonstop. Just nonstop with these two dogs. So keeping them separated is helpful when we're all out of the house. Mom and Dad are up here for a conference, and I'm learning some things from it too, which is really cool. And work just continues to be work. Also, it's official now. We can say it. Moves happened this Sunday, and we did not get a move. So Carrie and I are safe to continue serving and ministering to the cadets here at the Evangeline Booth College for another year. Very, very grateful for that. Also because it kind of gives us a breath of air. Our baby girl, she graduates high school this next month in May, which is very exciting, and goes off to college. And Philip is still in college up in Louisville. And so next year's going to be really interesting for us, just being the two of us and trying to figure it out and all that fun jazz. I don't know. It's bittersweet, too, because these are our kiddos, man, you know? But
yeah,
the old empty nester.
I'm very grateful, though, for the young adults they've grown into. And seeing them grow up and mature and make good decisions. And I'm just very, very grateful for that. So, yeah, there's that. Today has been an interesting day in work, but that's okay. Still standing, still smiling, still joyful, still got Jesus, so all is well in the world. And I also learned, as I already said at the beginning of the show, that a very dear friend of all of ours, Miss Bridget, followed us on YouTube. So it's so cool.
It's so wild.
She, for those not in the know, we were here at the training school, the three of us, with our parents, back in 1995, and Miss Bridget was working at the childcare that's here on campus. We call it the Family Life Center now, which is, we're moving on up, boys. But she's the director of the Family Life Center, and she's phenomenal. She is absolutely phenomenal, and just a beautiful soul inside and out, and still talks about us. She gave me a picture that, boys, we're going to have to, like, reenact. We just got to find shorts that look like they're from the 90s. Shouldn't be too hard.
Nope, I got some.
But, okay. Yeah, we got to reenact this photo because it's classic. We just got to find a red brick wall, or next time you guys are this way, who knows. But, yeah, very, very grateful for that. So here we are. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Got more work to do. Oh, I didn't share with the world, and I'm going to share with you guys. So I already told you guys this, but I printed one of these. And if you're not in the know what one of these are, they're called percussion frogs. And you take this little stick and you rub it up his little, like, ridge back here. And listen. He sounds like a frog. It's the little things in life that give me joy, and that gives me joy. So I got those, and after I printed that and printed a few of these, which are like Lego pieces, big giant Lego pieces, my printer went kaputz. It's I know.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, boys. I have gone to all the forums and the Reddits and everything I can find on this thing. And right now, the pad itself doesn't respond. So I turn it on and it just beeps, 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 and nothing is responding. So I'm going to try to update the firmware and see if that helps. But right now it's toast. So, which I'm a little sad. Actually, I'm very sad because I've had this thing for 3 years now, and it's been really, really good to me. So there you go. And, Dad, I'm glad the dog liked the frog. I'll bring it down and do it in front of them and see what happens. So
that was Liz.
Oh, Liz. The dogs like the frogs, like outside your house? Or they heard this one?
I think they heard that one.
Oh, sweet.
I don't think she has her...
I'll have to send you one.
Headphones on.
I have two. I also have this little guy. And he's got a little one. He's got a little one. Yeah. So I'm a dork and I love it. And that's okay. So that's my week.
Yeah.
Alex, I think you have the question, my man.
I do. Let's see. We're sitting at right about 45, give or take?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. So I've had a couple, and my wife just said she's going to bed, so I think she's about to drop out of this.
Okay. Rest well.
No, she's already there, I think. I don't know. She might still be there. So.
Nine.
So I've been stuck at work, every day. This week, I have been trying to push as much as I can to do all of my qualifications. I'm already done with next week point-wise because of all of the stuff that I've had to do and I've been doing.
Right.
But there hasn't been much, you know, hey, we're going to stop, you know, we're going to, you know, go and do what we got to do. There hasn't been much laughter. Right. You know, it's been work. Oh, I thought I'd get you. Sorry.
Work. That one.
Thanks.
There it is.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
It's been that, right? I had one joyful experience, you know, with everyone else that shares that classroom with me. We all, you know, tried to get together and go bowling.
Cool.
But that's what stuck with me this week, right? Is we've been sitting through lectures, we've been trying to do checkouts, we've been doing all this stuff. But those of us that went, you know, that's pretty much all that we could talk about.
Was
all of us were together. Was, you know, that one fun experience that we had.
Oh, nice.
It, you know, it was filled with joy, it was filled with laughter. It was fun.
Cool.
Right? The three of us have had a lifetime of that. We've had, you know, experiences, we've had opportunities, we've had stuff that we've gotten to do together.
Right.
So, gentlemen, my question for you is this, is what memory do you have of the three of us that either brings you the most joy or makes you laugh? And we'll go with Patrick, Greg, and then me. We'll go for the Pro Golfers Association.
So wrong, because now I got to think hard.
Yeah, you are the oldest, my friend.
Yeah, which means my memory's the worst. Shoot. What brings me the most joy about us coming together? It's got to be that stupid car. In Louisville. And we're driving down a sheet of ice, and I tell you boys to hold on, and I slam on the clutch and the brake, and we just start spinning as we go down the road. That brings me a stupid smile every single time. And I don't think it was because it's that in Cedar Point trips.
Yeah.
And it's not because, maybe it's partially due to the danger that was involved in it, because we like roller coasters and we love, you know, the adrenaline that comes from that. And so maybe that's a part of it too, like the adrenaline, danger, together in this. But it's those moments that stick out the sharpest in my memory and also in my heart that makes me smile. And so, yeah, those crazy moments, those are mine.
I know. Greg?
Actually, so mine is, I don't have a specific memory. It's really a timeline, Patrick.
Okay.
It was the year you moved back to Owensboro after you left Louisville.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Yeah.
Right. And I don't know what it was. So I was I in high school at that point?
Just barely.
Yeah. So I did my freshman year, but I feel like that age, because all the way up until that point, yeah, we got along, you know, but we were obviously like your brothers, and there was definitely Patrick, you and I, our age gap now is definitely not much. You know, it's what, 6 years?
6 years, right.
But when we were younger, it felt like it was a lot more.
It was still 6 years.
And there was definitely, right. Just that 6 year gap felt less. A lot bigger. And we didn't have, like, I feel like that was kind of the point where we really connected. Like, we really started to, you know, connect as brothers. And I remember that, I don't know, I remember that year and a half, 2 years, whatever it was, kind of idyllically, of, you know, going to church on Sundays and coming back in your Chevette and getting the, you know, going to services on, you know, going to church on Wednesday nights, and the
hitting that fart heard
across the view. Yeah, all of like that whole time period right there, I don't know, just like sticks in my head.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Right on, Greg. Thanks. Well, mine centers around something that we've, you know, it always inevitably ends up coming up whenever we start sitting around and telling stories. Every single time, it always comes up. It involves the three of us and a church pew.
Yeah.
Because regardless, yep. right?
Yeah,
as we've grown up, we have laughed. We have loved, we've experienced joy. And it really, it all kind of sums up in that.
A church Beaufort?
Yep. A church Beaufort. Because I just imagine Dad standing up there and looking at the three of us and watch you look down at me because I'm in the middle and me shaking my head and trying to wave my arms and pointing over at Greg. And then both of us lean forward and look down at Greg and he's just smiling. He's going, yeah. It perfectly sums up a lot of the stuff that we got up to as kids.
Yeah.
You know, one of us would inevitably do something that would affect all three of us, right? Whether that be, me being the little brat that I was and being like, they're doing something. Yeah. Or the fact that, Greg hit me in the eye with a rubber band that was on fire.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. That pink Power Ranger still got it.
How you got a hold of a pink Power Ranger, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I still don't know to this day. I can't tell you. I don't know.
Why we still had tiki torches in the backyard after that incident, I still have no idea.
Good point. Good point. And Dad, we're still praying for that church. So thank you.
In fact.
Yeah.
We shook the foundation that night. Well, Greg did.
Oh,
well,
man.
Greg
did.
Yeah.
I definitely did. Alex's are horribly smelling. Mine are loud.
Yep. Especially after Twizzlers.
Oh.
Mm. After Twizzlers. Always after Twizzlers.
Mm.
So. But, like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, between the three of us, there's always one thing that one of us does, and it affects all three of us.
All three, yeah.
And it affects us in different ways.
Yeah.
But we all share the same moment, which is kind of nice.
I agree. Good question, brother.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was fun. That was fun.
I try.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, my side hurts. I've been laughing too hard.
Yeah.
So you know it was good.
Mine hurts from bowling.
So what do you get if you cross a chicken with a fox?
Oh.
A dead chicken?
A fox. No.
Because it ate the chicken.
No, that landed pretty flat.
No, you got
good. You hear about the cat that ate the lemon?
No.
Yeah, now it's a sourpuss.
Hmm. I didn't know that Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage. I guess his first one was Rocky, and his second was Rocky II.
I used to have a job at a calendar factory.
Oh, yeah?
But I got fired because I took a couple days off.
I lost my wife's audiobook, and now I never hear the end of it.
Oh, no. Did you, what do you call a happy cowboy?
A happy cowboy?
Dave.
A happy cowboy.
Dave.
What?
A Jolly Rancher.
My wife hit me with the baguette yesterday. I told her she was going to jail for assault with a deadly weapon. Meh.
What kind of bagel can travel?
I don't know.
A plain bagel.
Oh, a plain bagel. Yeah. My friend lost his car. Call him Carlos.
Carlos.
My kid is blaming me for ruining their birthday.
Oh, no.
That's ridiculous. I didn't even know it was today.
Oh, man.
I'm at the airport, and there's a woman completely passed out on the baggage carousel. She's slowly coming around now.
What vegetable is cool, but not that cool?
Cucumber?
It's not a cucumber, is it?
Nope. Radish.
Rad-ish.
Ish.
Radish. How do you make an egg roll?
You push it?
You push it.
Got it. And what did the carpenter say when he finished building his house?
Job's done.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. What kind of fish knows how to do an appendectomy?
A surgeon fish.
A sturgeon.
Yeah, a sturgeon. A surgeon. Sturgeon.
A sturgeon.
He cracked himself up.
And finally, air used to be free at the gas station, but now it costs $2.50. Do you want to know why?
Did you say beer or bear?
Air.
Oh, air. Okay.
Air.
Inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah. It made more sense after I knew what you said.
And what did the little boy say to his fingers?
I can count on you.
I'm counting on you.
There you go.
I'm counting on you.
I'm counting on you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we count on you to enjoy this show as much as possible. And we thank you so much for joining us here on twitch.tv/brothersinarmspodcast. This ends our episode 152. For the month of April, April 16th, 2024. You can find us on all of the different channels that we have available, twitch.tv/brothersinarmspodcast, on our YouTube channel, Brothers in Arms Podcast, on our Instagram page, your Brothers in Arms Podcast, and also find us by Gmail at yourbrothersinarmspodcast@gmail.com. Love you too, Pop. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You can also follow us on Twitter at your BIA podcast. And we do our very best to make these shows happen on Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern, in the evening. But as we've said earlier on the show, life happens. And so here we are tonight on a Tuesday. So, we've talked about a lot of stuff tonight. Remember, this is all secret squirrel stuff. So do your very best to keep it under wraps, unless you'd like to share this show with a friend. Please help yourself in doing so, because it's free. It's free to everyone. But we appreciate our family hanging out with us tonight on our Twitch channel. We also appreciate those who are listening and just sending us messages throughout the day. Thank you so much. And really, we truly, truly, truly appreciate you hanging out with us. So thank you so much. Gentlemen, before we hit that magic button, do we have any parting remarks for the fans?
I never ends. As always, continue to drink plenty of water, change your socks, and take your Motrin.
I never ends. I'm writing that down. Alex?
We're talking about secret squirrel stuff, so make sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Hey, nice tie-in. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that very much.
I read it off of a sheet.
Well done, sir. Well done. Well, and Alex has already brought it up tonight, and we're going to continue doing that. Do your best to remember the good. Remember the things that bring you joy. Remember the things. Don't dwell on the past that eats you away. Remember the good, and keep looking up, as our Father says. So, folks, we appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful, blessed week, and we will see you next time on Brothers in Arms Podcast. Good night, everybody. Oh, love you, boys.
Love you too.
I almost missed it, brother. I'm so sorry. Nice. Love you guys. Good night, everybody.
Brother.
Bye. Bye.
Chew. Okay, we'll see y'all.
Nope, we didn't get it.
Nope, sure didn't.
Later. Nope.
That was nice. I like that a lot. The phone.
Oh, I got the power joke off this week. One of the guys was giving us a lecture on electrical stuff, and he says, now we're going to talk about power. And I said, what? And he said, we're going to talk about power.
No, he I didn't said, get it.
What? He said, we're going to talk. Oh, yeah.
It's not the sharpest crayon in the toolbox.
He was a submariner, so he's oxygen deprived. It's okay.
Oh, wah, wah.
What?
That'll do it. That'll do it.
What? Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.